Episode 91.
I've met some amazing women. You know, we're in this great industry that traditionally men have built. But now the women and the men are partnering to really make a difference. And so I am inspired because I'm with a group of women that really mean business.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to On Point from Remarkable Results Radio, and a special interview from an auto care industry professional. On Point. Welcome, aftermarketers. Carm Capriotto here with episode 91, brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts, with brands like Moog, Felpro, Wagner Brake, Champion, Seal Power, FP Diesel, and more. They're the parts techs trust. Find out more at fmmotorparts.com. You're about to experience a first for the podcast. I went on the road to Orlando, Florida, to the Car Care Council's Women's Board winter meeting. Going to a conference is not an earth-shattering thing, but bringing my recording equipment was. You're about to enjoy a compilation of very short interviews done in Orlando in early February 2016. These interviews were done randomly in a makeshift mobile studio setup. The woman interviewed spoke on their experience at the meeting, their takeaways, and the value the agenda brought to them, both personally and professionally. The meetings keep growing in size each year, and I must say, as I absorbed all the presentations, this was a very powerful agenda, packed with well-thought-out subjects and powerful presenters. Forgive the background noise, because we were live on site. The recording went better than expected, and the Women's Board was very supportive in my quest to record these moments and thoughts of these 12 industry professionals. I thank the Women's Board team and President Amy Matinat for their support. You may just get more of this kind of interview show. Stand by. So please enjoy and discover your own takeaways from this episode. Here we go. Well, here we are with Jill Trotta in Orlando at the Women's Board winter meeting. Hi, Jill.
We are in Orlando. How you doing?
I'm great. You've done a podcast with me before.
I have.
And
it's
you're
one
with
of my favorite things I've done.
Okay, thank you. I must owe you a dollar for that. So what's going on? Why are you here? What's going on with the meeting?
You know, I joined the Women's Board, God, I think 3 years ago now.
Okay.
And I go to tons of industry events. This is by far my favorite event.
Why?
You know, the camaraderie, the professional development. I tell people that, you know, it fills up my gas tank every 6 months.
Sure.
And
yeah,
propels
yeah.
me through the professional connections I make here, the friendships I make here. You know, everything is just spot on.
You're big in social media. I follow you.
I am.
There's not a whole lot I don't know about you, actually. I know you have a really cool cat.
Yeah, I have a very cool cat.
But, you know, we heard Arfa Saeed from AutoCare get up, talk about social media and a lot of the digital divide, many things going on there. Did you have any takeaways from that?
You know, it kind of gives me some, we're on the right track, that a lot of what I post is just kind of silly, fun stuff. And it's funny, the silly, fun stuff is the stuff that people actually share.
It's amazing.
And gets the most hits.
Yeah.
You know, so I try to just be more informative, kind of funny, you know, not take myself too seriously and not take RepairPal and our mission too seriously and kind of be a little cheeky about it. And it really gets a lot of legs.
In fact, she mentioned that you guys did this great post.
Yeah.
And it was probably your idea.
I found that picture.
It was a great picture of all the different lights on a dashboard.
Well, and if you actually read those lights, it says ghost in the dash.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, kind of makes fun of all the different warning lights.
That's right. But it still made people pay attention.
It did. And you know, it's fun.
So what are you looking forward to over the next day and a half?
Just the networking and France from AAIA Canada is going to talk about, you know, that. So I'm really looking forward to hearing her speak. And
things are good with RepairPal?
Things are great with RepairPal.
Growing every month?
We are growing month after month after month.
Great.
You know, we've just moved to a big new office, which is awesome.
Ooh, that's a good sign.
Yeah, we're growing.
Good.
People are starting to listen.
Thanks for stopping back into my special corner here at the Carib. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm with Shari Pheasant from Horsepower Strategies and the COO of the Institute of Automotive Business Excellence. And you've heard Shari before on the podcast. Hey, welcome to Orlando.
Hey, thanks, Carm. Nice to have you down here.
So what's your mission here for the rest of the conference?
To learn and grow. There are such amazing speakers that come here that the gold nuggets are plentiful.
You got any big takeaways as of right now?
I've met some amazing women. You know, we're in this great industry that traditionally men have built, but now the women and the men are partnering to really make a difference. And so I am inspired because I'm with a group of women that really mean business.
Why is the conference so important?
We need to fill ourselves up. I think that we spend so much of our time giving to others and helping others and doing for our company, doing for our clients, doing for... So we have to take time to fill ourselves with knowledge, with inspiration, with connections.
I've met some wonderful, wonderful people here, and I'm so impressed of how large the crowd is.
How's it feel to be the minority?
Yeah, I am. I think there's one or two guys here, and
lucky
I'm one
guys.
Of them. And, well, yeah, I'm lucky. I'm in awe. I love hanging around women. It's great.
And you're welcome. Now, you think if there were three women in a boys' club, what would that look like? But you guys here in a girls' club, it's all about that.
Yeah, it's a girls' club, but it's not. It's not like it's an elite or anything. I've noticed hard working, mentoring. They want to improve themselves. A lot of talk about leadership.
I'm 53 years old. I've been involved with a lot of women. I used to run 5 clothing stores, right? 120 women.
Oh, right.
Never, ever have I come across a group of women that are so focused on business and improvement and bringing value to the table for the industry. They really are focused.
So why would an individual or a company want to help engage their female leadership in joining the women's board?
I believe that if a company's interest in stepping on with the women's board is you've got connections with women from all over the industry, from vendors, from warehouse distributors, to frontline shop owners, to CEOs, to marketing directors of great, great parts companies here. So it's a great opportunity to start connecting, getting that 360-degree communication going all over the industry. You know, it's not about just talking back and forth. It's like a web of strings that crisscross across each other of how we connect. And that's when the sparks fly. So I think that's for company. As a person, you know, like I said, it fills you up. The women you meet, the comments or the conversations that you have, you really take away some great stuff.
Well, great. You know, it was great to see you again.
You too.
When we do a podcast, of course, it's face-to-face over the internet. And to see you again in person, it's a wonderful thing. Thanks.
Not
for
too passionate for you, Carr.
Perfect.
We love you. Thanks. I just want to tell you that what you're doing in this industry is so needed. You are a big part of connecting everybody. So thank you, Carr.
Thank you. Working hard for it.
All right.
Well, continuing here at the Women's Board meeting in Orlando, I'm with Ann Coffin, Director of Information Technology with Auto Value and Bumper to Bumper. Hi, Ann.
Hi, how are you, Kim?
I'm terrific. Now, you and I have some connection in the past.
Yes,
I know that you worked for Beck Arnley, and I was somewhat affiliated with that back in the day. It's great to see you.
It's good to see you.
Great to see you. What brings you to Orlando?
The Women's Board meeting.
And tell me, are you having any fun?
I am having a great time, and it's really good to be with these women. Great group of women.
What any major takeaways that you've received so far?
Just that the organization is really growing, and what started out a few years back as maybe 10 or 15 people is now just a very strong, healthy, diverse organization, and I'm really pleased to see that.
Meeting any new people?
A couple.
All right.
Yeah. I am involved in the mentoring program, so I was part of the speed mentoring as well.
Oh, great. Now, you know, I think that's one of the great programs that the Women's Board has, their mentoring program, and I was so impressed yesterday on how they were working to get to connect mentees to mentors and actually a very unique way. It was almost like speed dating.
Absolutely
like you mentioned. How important is mentoring period.
It is very, very important. And there are questions that you don't want to ask people in your organization, and questions that you don't feel comfortable. But here you have an area where you can safely and comfortably ask a question that you can get an answer to.
And confidentially.
And that feels very comfortable for them, yes.
And so you have been a mentor for how long?
This is my first year, actually.
Oh, that's right. I saw you. You were on the stage when they brought up everyone and says, hey,
yeah,
here's some new mentors that we're going to have.
This is my first year.
And so how did speed mentoring go yesterday?
It went really well. I wish we had had more time, but that was really very, very good. So we'll see how we connect up and how people choose off. So it'll work very well.
Well, next year when I'm here, I'll ask you how your year went mentoring.
That sounds great.
Great to see you, Ann.
Thanks, Carmen.
Here's great news. There's a new brake pad on the market that can stop a pickup SUV or CUV up to 50 feet sooner than other leading pads. And on top of that, it lasts up to twice as long as previous designs. Sound too good to be true? Well, Wagner Brake did it. They designed their new Wagner OEX brake pads that stopped up to 50 feet sooner than other leading brake pads. To prove it, they got Link Engineering, pretty much the industry standard on brake performance testing, and they got their proof. But Wagner needed more convincing. They asked 400 top technicians to put Wagner OEX pads to the test, where it matters most, in their shops and on their customers' vehicles. 99% said they saw a noticeable difference in the new brakes, and 95% said they'd likely recommend them to other service professionals for their customers. Now, soon you can get Wagner OEX brake pads in your shop. They'll be available nationwide with coverage for 95% of U.S. pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Get the full story. Learn about the science behind Wagner OEX and check coverage. Go to WagnerBrake.com. Well, I'm with Janice Rusnowski, the executive director and founder of Operation Comfort. Wow, this piques my interest, Janice. 30-second elevator speech on what is Operation Comfort.
It's a nonprofit organization working with the wounded service members who have come in from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're also ill and injured. And we work with them. They're recovering at Brooke Army Medical Center and also in the VA, Audie Murphy VA Hospital in San Antonio, Texas.
What an excellent, excellent program. And I have a brochure here. And you guys have a garage.
Yes, we do.
And you have restored, what is this on the cover?
It's the chassis is a 1984 Ford Bronco. The guys restored and modified it. Then they didn't want to put the Bronco body back on it, so they found a 54 Dodge Power Wagon, which was used by the Army as a weapons carrier, and put it on the chassis. But then they had to cut the bed of the truck down because it didn't fit.
I can see this in parades all over the country. That
yes.
is a beautiful thing. So what brings you to the women's board here?
Well, a very nice lady whose name, unfortunately, I cannot remember right now, but she was out in California, and she was a member of the car care
yep.
board, I believe.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, she moved to Texas, and she said, hey, I'm in Texas. I'd like to come by and see your garage.
Yeah.
And so absolutely. So she came by and looked at it, and she went, oh, my gosh, you need to go to the Ladies Leadership Conference in Orlando with the car care.
And so you're here.
Yes. But the funny thing is I said, well, why? And she said, well, you have a garage. And I said, I do? And then I looked at it, and I went, we do have a garage.
Got it. Yeah. It probably
it's
took you.
It's 3,000 square feet.
Wow, that's a nice place. What's your takeaway so far?
Well, I love the fact that there are so many women involved in cars. You know, somehow or another, they've become associated with the car industry, and the automotive industry has been very supportive of our efforts because they've donated all the equipment to us. And mainly I've been dealing with men, and so it's really wonderful to be in a room full of women who are going and doing and making things happen.
I've learned an awful lot about the philanthropy in this industry here to a degree higher than I've ever known before. So this is another great example.
I would just like to say the men and women who come into Brooke Army Medical Center, they're from all over the United States. They
right.
have been wounded in combat.
Mm-hmm.
And they are amputees, they are burn patients, they have prosthetics. So we've adapted our garage to whatever their needs are. If they're in a wheelchair, we have, you know, work benches where they can work from. We can teach them welding. We can teach them body work, how to work on an engine. And, you know, occupational therapy. It's gets them out of the hospital and out of that mindset, that depression mindset.
We've got to learn more about this. This is really exciting. And
thank you.
Congratulations to all the efforts that you're putting forth.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I appreciate the time.
I'm here with Rena Rennebaum.
That's right.
From ACT, ACT Automotive Training Group. Great to have you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by the little mini studio here. So how's it going so far?
So far, so good. This is my first meeting ever.
That's great.
And it has been such a wonderful experience. I'm so glad that I got to come.
What do you think of the keynoter?
She was phenomenal. I got a picture with her and a hug.
Rhonda
afterwards.
Waters. Wow. And she was spot on.
She was
amazing. What was your expectations as your first time coming?
It's interesting you say that. My husband asked me that last night, and I told him I didn't really have any expectations. But I guess that I have anything that I thought would be has been exceeded.
Well, that's a tall order. And so is it going to change your world in any way?
Absolutely.
Like how?
I have takeaways from Rhonda.
Yeah, that was so. There was so much there to take in about a healthier you and how to find and get energy, how to sustain yourself. Even though she was speaking to 99.9% woman, it doesn't matter, man or woman. It's the same principles for everyone.
Yeah.
Great stuff. So heading back to, you're from Seattle.
I'm from Seattle.
Going back tonight?
No, I'm going back Saturday night.
Oh, you're staying for Max?
Well, we're going to go, yes, for probably a few hours.
Okay.
But we might maybe do a little girls' trip to Universal Studios.
Ooh, how much fun is that?
Yeah.
No doubt having come across the entire country.
Right.
Spend a couple of extra days.
Too bad it's 40 degrees out.
From where I came from in the Northeast to come down here, I was looking for some warmth. Tell me just a real quick elevator speech about your company.
We do automotive coaching and training. So
okay.
I go into a repair shop and I will work with the service advisors and service managers on creating policies and procedures. I will train them on phones, sales training. Ray Coons, he is the owner coach. So he will coach the owner. He works with numbers and making business bigger and better and better.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we always need more of that.
Yeah.
Rena, thanks so much for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I'm here with Suzanne Hawley, Executive Director of Family Service Day. We talked at dinner last night. What an interesting thing you have going on.
Thank you.
Tell us just a little bit about it.
Sure. Family Service Day is a company that helps shops, automotive repair shops, connect with their community through events. So we provide the blueprint, the coaching, and all of the online resources so that they can hold events in their shop to help families in need with preventative maintenance, car care education, and some repairs.
Well, it's great to have you here. And you know what? We need to dig into that a little further.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do a podcast together.
Great.
And feature your company, because I think, based on what I heard last night, some really phenomenal stuff. Is this your first time at a women's board?
This is my first time, and it's great to be here among women who are very supportive of new members like myself. I come from the marine industry, and I was very well known in that industry, and now I'm in the automotive industry just learning the ropes.
How do you rate the conference so far?
I give it a 10. I've been to a lot of conferences, and we always had women's groups in the marine industry, but it was only for half a day. To have 2 days fully dedicated to women and enrichment and storytelling is absolutely critical to
my development in this industry.
There's still some time left, but we're about, what, 60, 70% through. What's your biggest takeaway so far?
Well, my biggest takeaway, I think, for personal development was the speaker this morning from Johnson & Johnson. Mm. And I loved her simple approach to really backing up our lives to focus on the things that really matter and to create a stronger mission to ourselves personally. Really going back to being children and eating like children, sleeping like children, breathing like children. I think it's really important for women to take that home with them to simplify and empower their lives, and I plan on doing that.
Wonderful. Suzanne Hawley, Executive Director of Family Service Day, thanks for stopping by and chatting with us for a few minutes.
My pleasure.
I believe you would agree that being a top tech is real hard work. Keeping up is a full-time gig, considering vehicle technology, repair procedures, and diagnostics. It's refreshing to know that Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Guru is there for you. It's been designed by and for technicians, the best in the industry. And did you know there's no other comprehensive program like this anywhere? A big part of the program is the nationwide network of Guru's on-site training and technology centers. There, you can get your hands dirty with the equipment and tools you use every day in real work-related situations. When online is your perfect way to learn, do it with Guru's 24/7 online academy with a huge catalog of training course options. And with the Guru's on-the-go technology fleet, they bring the latest products and demos right to your shop. And this year, you get free stuff from the Garage Rewards Loyalty Program. You earn points towards gear from your favorite Federal Mogul Motor Parts' brands. And what is really great, it costs nothing to join, and you'll start earning points immediately. So head on over to fmgarageGurus.com and learn all about Garage Gurus training, support, and get in on the rewards. I'm here with Nancy Anderson from Bosch. And Nancy's a key account manager. You're also an MAAP.
I am.
I'm jealous. Congratulations to you. Excellent. So you're in sales.
I am.
I guess if we don't sell anything, nothing else is possible, right?
I think that that's probably correct. The idea is to sell something.
Absolutely. Well, we need salespeople in this industry big time. So what do you think of the conference so far?
Oh, the conference is outstanding. I've been coming here for 12 years. I've been part of this group for 12 years, and it gets bigger and better every year. And I love to see the new faces and the future leaders coming in at this point.
I'm impressed. It's my first time here, and it's almost a ballroom. It's full, and the speakers have been phenomenal. What's been your favorite part so far?
So far, we just had our keynote speaker. She talked about being a corporate athlete, gave us lots of ideas on how to increase your energy and focus on your mission, and it was just great. I think she captivated everybody in the room.
And now we've got a seminar coming up in about 10 minutes on globalization and its impact on the auto care industry. That's got to be a pretty decent seminar.
Yeah, coming from a global company, I very much understand the importance of being global.
Sure.
I happen to come and be hired by Bosch during probably the recession years. While many people were laying off, Bosch as a global company was hiring still. So being diverse in all those different areas is wonderful to have a sustainable company.
You have one takeaway you're going to go home with?
One takeaway?
Anything, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My husband tells me that I'm a horrible multitasker. And I think that the one thing that this last presentation that we had with Rhonda White really showed me that I really am not a good multitasker, and I always thought that I was.
Well, so. I've read things that really your brain isn't made to multitask, yet we all think we can. And then after Rhonda did her little exercise with us, I was a believer in, I think I should stay on point with one particular task at a time, because I didn't do too well in that last exercise.
And that's true. So if I'm thinking that I'm being all things to all people, I'm probably suffering at some of my tasks at my job, my tasks at home, my commitment to my children. So I think if I can just focus on one thing at a time, I can be a better rock star.
Pay attention, be present was part of the message.
Right, right.
Well, Nancy Anderson from Bosch, thanks so much for stopping by and saying hi.
Thank you.
Joining me now is Dawn Gonzalez, the brand manager of Trico Products Corporation. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Glad to have you at the conference. Thanks for coming by and telling us, how's it going so far?
I think it's going fabulous. We've had some great speakers this morning, really motivational, and definitely it's been a successful event.
Your favorite part so far?
My favorite part so far, I guess, twofold, right? So I love the networking side of things, the chance to meet with other peers within the industry that work and have some of the same issues that I'm dealing with. So it's a great opportunity for that. And then from the session standpoint, like the sessions that we had this morning with Rhonda from, you know, Johnson & Johnson, highly energetic, really motivational, and just kind of has touched base on a lot of things that I can see in myself that need improvement. So
when you go to a seminar, you usually walk away saying, I got to do this one thing. Have you found that yet?
I'm not sure that there's just one thing I found that I really need to improve upon, because there's definitely a lot that I feel I could grow and grow personally and professionally. So one of the fabulous things about the Women's Board is they have a mentoring program. And so I signed up to be a mentee. So I'm going to have a mentor assigned to me that I'll be able to work with, you know, over the next year to help myself grow both personally and professionally.
That's one of the biggest things of this organization is I've interviewed Women's Board members. They talk about that a lot, that it's really been an important part of their not only personal life, but of their business career.
Sure.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you've jumped into the mentoring program. So Trico Products, you know, I'm from Buffalo, New York, and that's where this whole company came from. And of course, we miss the company up there, and they're getting ready to repurpose one of the original buildings of Trico. And we miss you, but I'm sure it's under good hands right now.
Definitely.
Well, Dawn Gonzalez, just glad to meet you, and thanks for stopping by and sharing your thoughts.
Thanks for having us.
Look who stopped by. It's Grace Nance, head innovator from Motor City New Concepts, Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Yes.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Are you having any fun?
Yes. Yes, this is exciting. This is a whole new world for me.
And any big takeaway right now? We're almost like 70% done.
It's a lot to take in because I'm starting a business and I'm here to network and get information, and I'm new to this whole auto aftermarket industry.
Well, it's good that you're here. That's refreshing.
Yes.
So what have you learned about this automotive aftermarket?
That's a big question.
Yeah, I know.
It has many facets to it. There are a lot of people here that can be very resourceful, so it's key being here in order to, you know, being able to network with the different ladies here. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, you probably came to the right place. What does Motor City New Concepts do?
Basically, it's a company that I started. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. I live in Virginia now. And basically, I'm working on inventing a product that basically involves storage for the interior of the car.
Oh.
So I'm trying to get my product to market.
And do you think that someone here can help you?
I'm certainly hoping that a lot of people here can at least be, you know, resourceful as far as giving me information and guidance. And I applied yesterday as far as to be part of the mentorship program. So
I have found that many of the women in this organization are so giving of their time and want to see people succeed. Any major takeaway that you have said, I've got to go home and implement this?
It's been, I guess, several, I don't know how major, but when Rhonda was doing the
Rhonda
information about energy, it was a lot of that that I'm going through because I kind of, I guess, been burning the candle at both ends. So energy is something I'm kind of, you know, challenged with right now. So I definitely need to implement some of the things that she's saying about energy.
Well, good. Congratulations to you on your new business. I love this title, Head Innovator. And thanks for coming down to the Woman's
Thank
Support
Meeting.
Thank
you so much for speaking with me. I appreciate
Same
it.
Same here, Grace.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Thanks.
Take care.
I'm here with J.C. Lindquist, who's head of retail at Automatic. What's Automatic?
Automatic is a connected car company. We're based out of San Francisco, and our founders believe that the data that's in your car should be accessible, so they created an adapter that plugs into your OBD2 port, connects to your phone via Bluetooth, and gives you great information like diagnosing your check engine light, helping you capture your trips. It'll also give you some information and feedback on how you're driving so you can be a smarter and safer driver.
Excellent. Is this your first women's board meeting?
It is my first women's board meeting.
Ah, your reaction.
I come from an industry that's more been tech, and it was really exciting. I discovered this group when I was doing some research on the car care industry, and when I brought it to my leadership team, they were really excited about it because they really feel it's important that we engage with the women in our office to grow, and also there's such great synergy with our product in the automotive industry. So
sure is.
I've been really just inspired by talking to some even the shop owners and people who are working for larger companies and how they've been doing this for a long time in an industry that's primarily dominated by male, which is the same in the tech industry. So I feel like there's, kind of a kindred spirit for me here.
I understand. Did you meet any new friends?
I have met quite a few new people that I hope will turn into friendships. I've got a small collection of cards, and I've been putting a lot of information on them and hope to reach back out.
So many of the guests that I've had on here in the mobile studio have said networking is the most important part. Do you agree?
I would agree, especially somebody who's coming into the industry, not knowing a lot about how this industry operates. For me, being able to talk to people and understand the language, because each industry has a different language, how the industry functions, that networking piece is very critical, I would say.
Excellent. I asked the question before to many of my guests. I says, give me one takeaway. And they said, well, there's too many. I can't give you just one. Do you have just one?
My takeaway would be that I wish the tech industry had an event like this.
Oh.
I think that there's a lot of value in bringing a group of people with this type of experience, old, young, new, people who've been in this for a long time. And it goes back to that networking piece. Like you said, we're all here to help support each other in what I think is a safe environment.
It really confuses me to think that the tech business doesn't have something like this.
I would say they're working on it, okay. Specifically around maybe more the software coding side of the business. The tech industry is, broken up in a lot of different ways. I think what's helped this group is it was able to be organized under car care.
Got it.
And even though you have lots of aftermarket that falls underneath that, there was a higher organization to help bring that together.
And your product's been out on the market for how long?
The product launched in fall of 2013 in retail and Apple, Best Buy, and Amazon. And so we've been shipping now. We had our second generation launch in May.
Oh, great.
And we're launched in Target with that. So it's been really exciting. Yeah.
Well, that's great. And being head of retail, those sound like retail locations.
Those are retail locations, yes.
Good for you. J.C. Lindquist from Automatic, thanks for stopping by.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Hello to Anna Matzik, the PR manager for Radius Advertising.
Hi, Carm.
Hey, I'm great. What brings you here?
Tina Shinaki.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Thought it would be a good idea for me to come because of a marketing initiative working on.
Are you a member of the Women's Board?
I am now.
Oh,
as
okay.
of like a month ago. So
great.
This is my first real experience.
Okay. We're almost done. We're almost over here. What do you think so far?
Today's been fantastic. Really, really interesting. The panel discussion. Actually, every speaker has been fantastic, but the panel discussion was by far my favorite.
What do you think you can contribute to the Women's Board?
I don't know yet. I think that I have something. I have yet to figure it out, though. I have a feeling that since the marketing initiative I'm working on, Blast University, has a lot to do with getting into vocational schools, so younger generation, I have a feeling I could probably do something with a scholarship fund.
Got it, yeah.
I haven't really figured out how yet, but I'm sure that we'll figure it out together.
A takeaway?
So many things. I have pages and pages of notes.
Pages of notes.
Yeah,
me too,
but realistically, actually, honestly, the coolest part about this is that I often find myself realizing that I'm the only female in a situation, but I rarely ever think about the fact that there are several other females that feel the same way. So to be in this situation and have this kind of camaraderie is really cool. And the fact that it's not solely focused on being a woman necessarily, but kind of business best practices.
Great summary. Great summary. Well, thanks for stopping over here to the mobile studio. And I'm really interested to hear more about Blaster University.
Well, let me know when you want to chat about it.
Yeah, let's do that. Thanks
okay.
a lot.
Thank you. Take care.
Yep. Oh my God, look at who's here. It's Amy Matinat, the president of the Women's Board. You've got one more session to go. By now, you must have a feeling for how successful this was.
Every conference we do just gets better and better. And I think, oh my God, I can't get any better than this. And then it does. So this conference, largest turnout ever. I think there's over 110 women. And it's been powerfully fun.
You knocked it out of the ballpark with some of these presentations. And I have had a chance to speak to a bunch of the attendees, and they've been in awestruck, really. So how do you top it for next year?
I like to kind of pick a theme. There's like 3 points I always want to have. I love having the fireside chats so that we can introduce our award winners. So we had 2 award winners today that right. were interviewed. Mm-hmm. And so at our summer conference, we'll have the 3rd award winner. We'll interview her. And then we always have a panel. And so this time it was an international subject, which I found fascinating.
I mean, globalization, and I wouldn't have had a clue with some of the challenges that exist out
there.
That
was really cool. And I always like a speaker to speak of personal development, and then I want a speaker for professional development. Because these women are either leaders or they're the emerging leaders. So I kind of think of it as a toolbox, and what tools can we put in there that is going to help them be more successful in whatever they're doing?
Well, I have to say it was my first time. Thanks for allowing me to come in and set up a mobile studio here and talk to almost about a dozen of your guests. And this was beyond my expectations, and here I'm maybe 3 guys of the whole place. Boy, you thought I died and went to heaven. It was a blast. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for coming.
You guys did a great job, and to all the people that put this on, and I know it's a lot of hard work, my hat's off to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.